This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, November 24th. God's word to you today is attitude. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 12, verse 2, from the Voice translation, and it says, "Do not allow this world to mold you in its own image. Instead, be transformed from the inside out by renewing your mind. As a result, you'll be able to discern what God wills and whatever God finds good, pleasing, and complete." Gary Player, a world champion in golf, shared an experience. He said he was practicing in a bunker down in Texas when an old man stopped to watch. He said his first shot went into the hole, and the man said, "You got $50 if you knock the next one in." So he holed the next one. Then the man offered him, let's say, $100 if he holds the next one. The ball went in the third time in a row, and the man said, "Boy, I've never seen anyone so lucky in my life." Gary Player shouted back, "Well, the harder I practice, the luckier I get." I have found Gary Player's quote to be true, because the more I prepare, the more confident I am to play a game, and the luckier I get at my games. Defeats may sometimes happen, but I know I look forward to the next win. I enjoy winning. If you say that you do not want to be defeated, so you do not enter the game, you can never win. Some people do not want to be defeated, so they never play. Similarly, some people do not take risks in business because they do not want to lose money. They sit on money. It gets devalued and nothing happens. But God is saying to us in Romans 12 verse 2, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. The custom of this world, when it comes to defeat, is to feel embarrassed. God says to you and I not to copy the custom of this world. When you have that feeling of being defeated, God says, do not be embarrassed. Do not go and hide in the corner. My grandmother would say, behave like a man and shake it off. The world's response to defeat is to be embarrassed, and God says, do not copy their behavior. When the average natural human being is defeated, they get embarrassed and hide. God says, do not hide. The natural response is to rush to a pacifier. We all have pacifiers, so do not think it is only babies that have pacifiers. When married couples feel defeated, they use pacifiers as a weapon against their spouses. It is their own way of pacifying the feeling of defeat. God says, do not do it, because that is what the world does. The silent treatment pacifier, for example, ignoring your spouse as if he or she does not exist. Even when they try to talk to you, you look through them. God says, do not do it. That is not how champions behave, and you have to begin to behave like a champion. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace not to respond to defeat as the world does, but to respond by letting it propel me to be better equipped to win. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.